Welcome back to The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. I got Tim Reagan here on the program. Tim is with a company that I guess you could say is one of, in fact, I'm sure it's one of these companies that we've been working with that has to work directly with C-level employees, CEOs, CFOs, that type of thing, to get deals done. Is that correct, Tim?
Yeah, that's correct, Kevin. It's good to speak with you.
You bet. CviewStrategies.com. Kind of give us your elevator speech.
Well, I'll say I'm a business engineer, facilitator, strategist, change agent. Essentially, I'm like putting your executive team on steroids.
There you go. But they're not going to hurt you in the end, right? I'm not going to get brain cancer or any other of that soft tissue cancer, right?
Absolutely not. Just the high performance output in the and the disciplined approach to getting things done.
So would you consider yourself a coach?
There's certainly a coaching element in it, an executive level coach. I've been through all of the different trenches and all of the different silos in major global organizations. And I guess one of the skills which is surprisingly rare is actually people who have been in the various different silos and speak the different languages. So it's almost the ability to translate between sales and operations and finance and product management and all of that jazz.
Yeah, so when you speak languages, you're talking about the languages of an industry rather than a culture.
Well, no, it's both. It's certainly the language of an industry, but inside that industry, in their own silos, you know, operations talks in a certain way, mm-hmm. and finance speaks in a certain way, and generally, people get promoted through the ranks inside their silos. So still, you know, this is not a new phenomenon, but, you know, hundreds of years later, we're still trying to grapple with how to do business across functions, mm-hmm. because ultimately, that's how customers want things done.
Yeah. Do you think social media, particularly those geared towards industry like Chatter, are helping in that?
That's a great question. I think there's certainly some organizations which are very, very aware of how to break down the silos and how to work much more collaboratively. And I think many of those are embracing social media as a means of driving that change. There's still a lot of dinosaurs, though, that have lots of rules imposed around the use of social media and who exactly can Twitter and all that sort of jazz. And in fact, there was just an example of that with the recent layoffs and someone wanting to understand how to take back the Twitter channel so that it wasn't so that they could actually use it again. So it's very social media is very, you know, very new and very disruptive in many organizations.
Yeah, disruptive in both positive and negative ways.
Absolutely.
And rule number one is that before you fire your social media person, you change all of the settings. Rule number one. So yeah, that is kind of scary, especially with Twitter, because Twitter, you know, it is really easy to lose control of Twitter. I've done it once. So
well, and the challenge is that, you know, the immediacy of it, we humans are very emotional creatures, and the immediacy of having a channel and being able to tweet something positive or negative while the emotions are still rolling through your body, that's a dangerous thing. That's a very dangerous thing.
Right.
And, you know, usually, and this is, you know, it's interesting that Google, for instance, has enabled technology that says, you know, you can pull back this email or it will, you know, question whether you want to send an email after you've been drinking. At some level, we need these tools to recognize that humans oftentimes need to have a bit of a second sober thought about something before executing.
Yeah. Are you Canadian?
I am.
Yeah. Figured that. Hey, I got a good ear for that. I grew up in Michigan, so I had lots of Canadians that I seem to encounter. So I get that word about that always exposes you.
About in a boot, apparently.
Yeah, about in a boot. Exactly. So let me ask you then, in terms of your company, tell me a little bit about your sales cadence, how you approach a potential C-level person, because let's face it, particularly with the financial area that you like to deal with, businesses with $5 million up to $500 million, which at $5 million aren't huge, but they're not small either. How do you approach these companies?
Well, the challenge is when I went into business, I spent all kinds of time trying to figure out good pipeline techniques and, you know, sort of the Salesforce.com approach where you have a staged approach as the conversations continue. One of the challenges when you're selling services, professional services, consulting services, what I've really honed it down to is it really starts with just having a good conversation. Am I speaking with somebody who has some problem, challenge, or opportunity that they're interested in exploring? And so what I now do is I hold myself accountable to going out and having a pipeline full of good conversations. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible to prejudge, or in fact, it is impossible to sort of prejudge how those conversations are going to mature over time, because you know, part of it is the person's interest in actually exploring a different way of doing things. Part of it is then going to be driven by the pressure they're under internally to perform, or the level of frustration that they're feeling with lack of execution or lack of results on their team's part. Mm-hmm. And a big part of it is also driven by how much they believe external help can actually change the picture. Because one of the interesting things about CEOs, they get to be CEOs and senior level executives by being pretty sure of themselves and pretty sure of things. So you want, you know, generally we look to our chief executive officers to have the answers already. It's difficult to sell to somebody who apparently has all the answers that perhaps the answer is you don't have all the answers, and you could bring in somebody who's got an external perspective, a fresh look, who is going to, you know, who's going to cast a new set of eyes on the situation and say, well, here's some opportunities. Let's have these conversations. Let's explore these kinds of things. So one of the challenges is the marketplace itself is saying, well,
hey, I'm sorry, I got about a minute left and I still have another question for you. So I need to tighten it up a little, my friend.
Okay. Well, so the point there is that the people you're selling to may well believe that if they're not executing well, it's because of an external activity and not anything they could do internally. Mm-hmm. So part of it is then developing a level of trust where they say, okay, let's experiment. Let's try this kind of thing.
All right. I got to wrap it up with that, actually. I won't have enough time for us to be able to elaborate, but maybe in the future we can get you back on. Tim Reagan is his name. His company's called C, as in car, C View, or Chief, because that's really what it is in mine, C View Strategies.com. That's plural. CViewStrategies.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. All right. When we come back, we're going to have more for you. I do want to remind you, best content here shows up over there at USDailyReview.com. Stay tuned for more right after this on The Price of Business.